Hi, this is Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network. I wanted to discuss some predictions for the Academy Awards. I don't know how accurate these are going to be, but I'm hoping that they're very accurate. Okay, here are my predictions. I'm going to say who I want to win and who I think will win. Okay, for Best Actress, who I want to win is definitely Glenn Close. She's never won an Oscar. She's gotten numerous nominations, but she's never taken the award. And she's absolutely breathtaking in The Wife, and it would be an absolute pity and a shame if she didn't win. But in my perfect world, I also adored Lady Gaga. I also adored, of course, Viola Davis, one of my all-time favorite actresses. And I loved the woman, she's not nominated, but I absolutely adored Mary Queen of Scots, and I was disappointed that it didn't get the recognition it deserved. But who I think will win is Glenn Close. Who I want to win is Glenn Close. And I would be very happy if it was a tie with Lady Gaga. But I just wanted to say that Saoirse Ronan was totally undervalued for her role in Mary, Queen of Scots, and was not nominated, but in my opinion, she was overlooked. I don't think she would have won, but I do think she should have been nominated. Okay, for male actor, I adored Rami Malek for the Queen film. I just thought he was absolutely phenomenal. But I also, and I think he will win, but I also love Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born. And in BlacKkKlansman, Mr. Washington is giving the performance of the year, in my opinion. And I don't think he will win, but I wish he would win. I wish that Washington would tie with Malick for Best Actor. And I'm hoping that Bradley Cooper will win for Direction. They're all absolutely phenomenal stars, and I would be happy if Malick, Washington, or Bradley Cooper won Best Actor. They all were phenomenal. But if you really want to know, I really would love to see Washington take that award, because he's new to it. But I also love Rami Malek. I don't know. And I thought Bradley was phenomenal. All three of them were just incredible. But who do I think will win? Rami Malek for the Queen film. The other thing is, I'm leaving out someone very important. Viggo Mortensen is a major contender in that category and also gives the performance of the year. And for the supporting role, I definitely think it's going to go to Mahershala Ali for Green Book. And as far as Best Picture is concerned, oh, I don't know. There's just so many amazing movies this year. But I loved Green Book. I thought that was my favorite. I think it will win. I think it will be nominated. I think it will win. I also adored BlacKkKlansman. And I loved the Queen film. And I loved A Star is Born. So tomorrow's going to be a very, very interesting show. All of these people deserve to win, and, you know, unfortunately only one can, unless there's a tie. I'm hoping that there are. But Best Picture, I predict, will be Green Book, but I would be happy if any of the others would win. I loved A Star is Born. I love BlacKkKlansman. I absolutely adored the Queen film. I loved all of them, and I adored A Star is Born. So any of them would make me very happy. I'm leaving out The Favorite. I know it's a favorite of many. I don't know. I loved the actors in that film, and I loved the performances. I thought they were all extraordinary. I loved the costumes in The Favorite, and I loved the women in The Favorite, but I hated the script. I don't want to, like, say anything bad. I love Fox films. And I've loved all the arts films that they've done, and I just thought I love period movies, but there's a very evil, decadent twang to that film, and I had a problem with it. I didn't find it believable either. But I do love Emma Stone, Olivia Colman, and Rachel Weisz, and I wish them all the best. And I thought they were all outstanding in all of the roles. I just didn't care for the film. Maybe because it was just so dark and sinister, and I'm really I need to see light, not darkness lately. Anyway, but those are the big picks for me. I hope you all have a great time at the Oscars if you're going. Lucky you. I'll be sitting in my apartment with a feast of food, watching it, and taking notes to write about it the next day. I hope you have a good time, and good luck to all the nominees. And I love film and love all the nominees this year. So I wish you all the best. And this is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.